Welcome, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to PCH. This is WMFO in Medford, and this is the first show of the new WMFO schedule.
The new schedule.
We're starting off the week. It's a new week.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy Sunday. Isn't that cool? Midnight on Sunday. PCH.
We're portending the change. We're here.
We're portending. We're That's here literally to, what I was about to
we're
say.
We're here to give you good vibes for the new week.
Right.
And this episode is definitely going to be putting the freeform in WMFO Freeform Radio.
We did Kismet like 4 hours ago. We did another show. Sorry, that sounded like a drug.
Not until you said that.
We did Kismet. No, we were on the radio 4 hours ago.
Yeah, we were zoinked off of Kismet.
Yeah,
so yeah. Forgive
and
us.
Now we have lost, like that, we used up all of our... like good at radio-ness on that show,
right.
And now we're just throwing it all out the window. So if you, we have no playlist again. Freeform.
Yeah, send stuff in.
Send stuff in, and also play whatever you want right now. That was obviously "Take on Me" by A-ha,
yeah.
A song that I was just telling David I think is weirdly kind of underrated. Oh, also this as well.
Yeah.
Geese is on SNL right now, and when they come on, we're going to immediately pause
Absolutely.
The music and play the broadcast out of my laptop.
You won't even know when it happens. We're going to be pausing it
we're
the saying,
it's Geese time.
On.
It's Geese time.
You won't even know. It's like it'll be like a jump scare.
Yeah.
Like Five Nights at Freddy's. Okay.
Oh,
this...
wait. People are tuned in. Wait.
Oh, shit, actually.
Shout out to Viola, Michelle, and Austin.
Do we have to lock in?
No.
Oh.
Do whatever
okay.
you want.
This is a song from James Bond.
Hell yeah.
Dance into the fire that fatal
Okay, that was A View to a Kill by Duran Duran. We're going to...
And alert, 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 alert.
Alert. Geese coming up on SNL.
Most annoying guy you know.
Most annoying guy you know is locked in. And guess what? The most annoying guy you know is me, Mason Hill.
And me, David McNamara.
So...
Depending on which one of us you know.
Right. yeah.
And if you know both of us, then it's Mason.
I'll take that. I've got YouTube TV open on my laptop.
Shout out YouTube TV.
I frankly don't even know if this is... Oh, here we go.
Okay. It's time. Anyone else getting chills?
I'll turn off my mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Geese!
Stay with me. Baby, you can stay with me and nobody would care. You can stay with me. You can stay with me and just pretend I'm not there. Like you said.
We just got killed. Oh my god.
I feel like when like the Endgame trailer came out and all those Reddit guys
were
like crying because they're like their favorite like glup random character was in it.
right.
I feel like that.
Yeah. That was if you weren't aware, that was Ao Pays Do Cocaine by Geese live on SNL. Live right now. There will be a second song later, I'm sure.
Perfect recording. Perfect performance.
Oh, my God.
The drumming at the end.
Max Basin on those
What a
drums.
Beast, bro.
What a beast. And Cameron Winter on the vocals. Everyone nailing it. Yeah. Do whatever.
Should I pull something up? I can pull something up. We can, in the meantime, we can keep the 80s vibe going. I've been listening to a lot of Peter Gabriel.
Mm.
And this is another song. This is another song with a strong French component, much like "Au Pays du Cocaine." This is "Jeux sans frontières" or "Games Without Frontiers" by Peter Gabriel.
God, you sound so annoying. Okay, go. Okay, I've got a bit of a switch up queued up here. I've had some desire to start, like, you know, I feel like if we're going to have a show that's kind of official, we should have, like, a running joke.
Sure.
You know, we were just on Kismet, and they, you know, we were just doing Kismet.
They're really professional.
They're really
way.
Professional, and they had a thing, oh, we're going to do a knock-knock joke, and I thought that would be, and they did it every show. They apparently do it every show, and I'm like, oh, let's get something somewhere. And for the last two shows, I believe, at some point I've given a, you know, a hearty shout-out to Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, because he's cool, and I think we'd be good friends. But maybe adding even more like reason to do that, last year he dropped an album that was kind of like, I don't know, reviewed kind of whatever, but I David's giving me the hurry up, but I think there was one song off it called Choose the Ladder that's amazing. So here's Choose the Ladder by Finn Wolfhard. Shout out Finn Wolfhard.
There was a choice to be scraping back.
I got a text coming in asking what that song was. That was Grok AI doing its best Cage the Elephant.
You're so mean. What if he's listening?
Hi.
If you're listening, bro, come on the show. We'd love to have you.
And you can explain yourself.
Ugh, we're never going to have him on now. You've ruined our chances. Next song needs very little introduction. It's Rockman by McGee. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Also, a lot of Peter Gabriel, heavy on the Peter Gabriel influence.
Rockman by McGee.
Yeah. Next up, I don't know if Diana and those people are listening, but shout out to them. It seems like you're having a lot of fun.
Shout out to every listener.
Yeah, shout out to every listener. Shout out to everything. Shout out everyone. I love being cool and kind and happy. Speaking of cool and kind and happy, this was a pretty fine Tyler, the Creator album with a couple great songs.
I actually am not going to take that.
Great. You're not Tyler, the Creator, are you?
Wait, what?
There's no you taking it or not. It's a comment directed at
we're boring the audience.
The Creator. This is sugar on my tongue. How much you want?
Sugar on my tongue, tongue, tongue. Your body is so sweet, sweet, sweet. Invite me if you come, come, come. It's all I want to eat, eat, eat. Tell your mama, tell them what. Tell your daddy, tell them what. Tell the bitches that you know what you heard about me. Tell your mama, tell your mama.
Sugar on My Tongue by Tyler, the Creator.
We're going to try and time this right so we can run a PSA.
Actually, it might not be timed right.
Not timed right? It's okay. We'll run a PSA, one more song, here. And then I think we should be just in time for Geese.
I can do it.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't
please.
Need your dumb accent.
Go ahead.
Okay. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you've spent a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Also, space heaters are not permitted in tough storms, is my understanding.
That is true, but I also didn't know you couldn't have them on at night. Is that true?
I did not know that either. The more you know, guys.
The more you know. It's a PSA for a reason. Okay, next up, right before we get back to Geese on SNL, we've got one more song that I've been loving recently. It came out last year, but I've just gained a new appreciation for it. It is Black Eyed Susan Klein by Magdalena Bay.
We like to play at being indie, but we listen to like 2.5 artists.
Yeah.
And Magdalena Bay is one of them.
Is one of the two, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Don't cry.
What a great one.
Sounds awesome.
That last couple of seconds of just the drumming slowly fading out, and it's like different from the rest of the
song. Yeah, the more they work with acoustic drums, the more I'm convinced that they should just be a normal ass rock band as opposed to like the synth stuff they've been doing. Not that I don't love, you know, Dawning of the Season and all of those all those early tracks, but this is a cool path they've been on.
Living it up to you. Geese is in a bit.
Let me think here. I'm pulling up my own playlist because we're a professional radio station.
Right.
And I'm always full of ideas. Yeah, whatever. This song goes out to Tilton.
Just the building?
Yep.
Okay. If anyone has requests, text me.
Boom.
Okay, cool.
Blue green colors flashing.
That was Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. I'm going to continue with one of my favorite. I'm a huge Kate Bush fan, and this is probably, like, one of her less appreciated songs, in my opinion, but I think it's one of my favorites. It's L'Amour Looks Something Like You off of her first album.
You came out of the night wearing a mosque of white color. My eyes were shining on the wine at your aura. All in order, I'll be moving to the boudoir. Too soon, the morning has resumed.
She was 17 when she made that, just in case any of you were planning on having a good day.
Right, right, right. yeah, it's over.
Yep, it's over. Time to Jester Max, as everyone has been saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know about Jester Maxing?
I don't.
Jester Maxing is sort of that gif of the jester doing a dance in front of the queen. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And the caption is how it feels to DM a woman.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to Jester Max recently. Yeah. I think everyone should be on that wave.
It's like she was 17 and writing Wuthering Heights, and I'm 18 and I, like, ate a Pop-Tart in my bed.
And we do a radio show.
A radio show.
A freeform radio show.
That's, like, the most responsibility
Men
I have.
Men used to go to war.
I eat Pringles in my bed.
Yep. I'm actually at war with the crumbs in my bed.
Yeah.
I'm staging an offensive on the crumbs right now.
Today, I was on TikTok for an hour straight.
Dude.
It's getting critical.
It's over.
I gotta, lock in. I gotta write a revolutionary album.
Okay, are we doing the Joni Mitchell song next?
Let's do it. This is
Hold up. Okay, yeah. We'll do one more. We promise. Geese is on its
Geese
way.
Geese is on its
We're
way.
We're just as starving for it as you.
Marked as delivered. Or not, whatever. Here's California by Joni Mitchell.
Reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. Immigration aisle, who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full.
All right, we've chosen to fade out Joni Mitchell.
Sorry, Joni, a new Age of Songwriters on the rise.
Because Geese is live. Get ready for Geese's second song on SNL.
And even we don't know what it
is. We don't know what it is. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Once again, Geese!
Oh my God.
Lives were changed.
Lives were changed. There's a bomb in my car.
That's all I have to say is that there's a bomb in my car. I mean, like, what more needs to be said?
I'm in awe.
I mean, that's up there with, like, what? The Strokes premiering on SNL.
Right.
Like, some real...
That was incredible. That song's called Trinidad. Oh, wow.
The mixing, the performance, the tempo changes, the lyric changes.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with all of it.
And they're just going full send. It's crazy.
Yeah. We have a little bit of time left.
You want to do sunglasses?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we're doing the weirdest thing possible for the last...
Shout out Lev Freshtat.
That's true. Okay. You know, this is an acquired taste of a song. It's 10 minutes long.
You'll
it's
get into
sunglasses.
It.
It's by Black Country New Road.
You'll get into it.
And here it is. And if we don't do a sign-off, this is WMFO in Medford. My name's Mason Hill.
I love you guys. I'm David.
Aw. And this is Sunglasses by Black Country New Road. Give it a listen.
Blades reminds me of a future that I am in no way part of, and in a wall of photographs In the downstairs second living room's TV area, I become her father and complain of mediocre theater in the daytime and ice and single malt whiskey at night. Of rising skirt hems, lowering IQs, and things just aren't built like they used to be. The absolute pinnacle of British engineering. Jack of hearts, I am looking at you and you cannot tell I am more than the sum of my parts. I am looking at you with my best eyes and I wish you could tell. I wish all my kids would stop dressing up like Richard Hell. I am locked away in a high-tech wraparound translucent blue tinted fortress and you cannot touch me. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Cars are going